Welcome back, everybody. It is that time of day where we mix it on up, dude. It is time for the mix bag. So we'll start off with a little Miami Dolphins football. Skylar Thompson is, of course, your QB1 this week with Tyler Huntley backing him up. And one of the things we know about Seattle, notoriously one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. I would say you would go with them, probably the Superdome, Arrowhead. I would say those are probably like the top three everybody talks about as hardest places to play. But Skylar Thompson, he is ready for the 12th man. Here's what the Dolphins quarterback had to say on it.
Just hearing guys talk and guys that have been there, it's a special place to play. And the 12th man is real. And, you know, I'm super excited for that. For me, that's what you want, you know, like that's why football is such a great game. And, you know, being able to go on the road, have a road opportunity with the guys and get to go in there and go to battle with them in that environment is fun, you know. And I know we're really excited for that opportunity.
There you go. Skylar Thompson, excited for that opportunity. One thing that is good with him, of course, has that experience of starting a road playoff game against the Buffalo Bills. Also, you know, a tough place to play. I don't think the noise-wise, it's quite like Seattle. But, you know, I think he'll be ready for this one around.
Do you think it helps him that he's a gunslinger? You know, just kind of that mentality as opposed to, like, not make a mistake.
I kind of hope that he goes with that mentality, Dan, because sometimes when we've seen him come into these games, he does seem a little gun-shy, and I do want to see him just let it rip a little bit. Like, even McDonald was talking about this, and he goes, yeah, there's a pretty big difference in watching him and Tua. He's like, Tua, get the ball, throw the ball. This guy, we got to go for some off-script stuff. We gotta account for all of this. So I think that in a weird way, I think it's not that it's harder for them to face Skylar Thompson, but I do think that they have to account for some more wild cards if he's able to pull it off. So definitely be an interesting thing to check out. But yeah, if he went into this game and he went, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'd rather Skylar Thompson walks out of this game, you know, and leaves it all out there than a meek performance of don't blow this. Like, if he throws a couple picks, As long as they're ones that were down the field and not like little stupid checkdowns that, you know, happen and he just had to throw it up. Don't pull a Will Levis, or quite frankly, don't pull a Tua like he did on Thursday night. Then I'll be okay with it. I can live with mistakes if he's taking chances.
Yeah, you got to go all out. Go down on your sword. You can't be out there playing not to get pulled, because you want to see him just go out there. And if you get pulled, you get pulled. Then you got Snoop Dogg coming in.
Snoop Huntley. I had no idea people were calling him Snoop, but now you do.
When he was a kid, he looked like Snoop Dogg.
All right. I'll call him what he wants to be called, dude. I'm not against doing that. For if you prefer that, then I'm all for it.
Hollandale Beach High.
Dolphins, that actually hasn't worked out recently, though. All the local QBs who have come back, it's been a bit of a snake bit situation.
Who's the most recent one?
Mike White. Before that, Teddy. And then before that, Jacoby Brissett. They hit all three counties. So now we're back to Broward. Let's hope this one works out. ESPN's Chris Canty, he's a bit of a Dolphins hater, but he had a take on ESPN radio and said that he believes the Panthers are in a better spot than the Miami Dolphins. Here's Chris Canty.
Which QB situation do you feel better about moving forward, Carolina or Miami?
Carolina, it's easier for them to cut their losses. Like, I know that moving on from Bryce Young is not going to really hamstring me in terms of my salary cap. I don't know the workaround when it comes to Tua's contract. I mean, you're going to have, you know, premium talent on the cheap, which is why I think the Dolphins will have to look to the draft at some point in order to figure out, you know, what their answer to quarterback is long term. But yeah, I would feel better about the Carolina Panthers situation.
I mean, here's the thing with that, though, from Chris. I get what he's saying. I know he's trying to be cute there. I guess when you say cut your losses, the bigger thing is, well, you're already saying you didn't believe in Bryce Young. And if they're terrible, they'll just take the next quarterback, whoever it may be. Make it Cam Ward at the end of this thing, you know? So they'll be a QB. The thing is, though, if this Dolphins thing does get disastrous, the Dolphins have their first-round pick next year, too. So they technically could do the same thing. It's not like there's this bevy of free agent QBs for Carolina to turn to if they don't have the situation. But, yeah, they could pull an Arizona Cardinals like they did with Josh Rosen and just go back into the draft and try Kyler Murray. But, man, these rookie QBs, you don't know, man. You don't know how long it's going to take them because you could have C.J. Stroud. You know, everybody's talking Bo Nix. Oh, Bo Nix is the man. Not looking so hot for Bo Nix. Maybe it will. Maybe.
I mean, it could still happen for Bryce Young. You got to give him a little bit of time, right?
Dade South saying, Chase Daniels said the Dolphins should trade for Matthew Stafford.
Right, that was the talk.
Is Matthew Stafford on the block? Like, I mean, this is one of those where, like, okay. Like, are the Rams just here willy-nilly willing to give up on Matthew Stafford?
Well, what they're talking about, I think the thing is Matthew Stafford comes to the Dolphins, Bryce Young goes to the Rams, and we give up a second-round pick, and so does the Rams to the Panthers.
I don't know who that benefits.
That doesn't benefit.
I don't know who that benefits.
It benefits the Dolphins.
I don't know. That one's a weird one to me.
Yeah.
I saw one the other day where it was like the Heat trade Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, and they trade Jaime Jaquez, I think it was to like the Kings, I'll find this on Reddit. I want to get this right, but it was so ridiculous. I was like, what? Like, why would the Heat say yes to that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Unconditional second round pick. Why do we want that?
It basically was like, not only do the Heat lose Jimmy Butler, but also they're losing their top two guys, and I think we end up with, like, Kuminga. I'm like, cool. Thanks for your fake trade. Here it is. This is from, I think, Bleacher Report. Trade proposal. Warriors. They get Jimmy Butler and Pella Larsen.
Oh.
The Heat. They get DeAndre Hunter. Mm-hmm. Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Oh, yeah.
Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, and a 2025 first-round pick. So you're going to get the Warriors' first-round pick with a team that's going to have Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. Well, it's not going to be a high pick. And then the Hawks, they get Wiggins, Jovic, Kevon Looney, and two first-round picks.
What?
And I'm like, why would the Heat even entertain? I mean, you know, I gotta, just because you're a graphic doesn't mean, just because you can make graphics doesn't mean you should put out fake trades all the time.
Yeah.
Man.
Weird trade.
Very weird trade. Also, we turn to Philadelphia, the Eagles, who are getting ready to take on Dan Day's Saints, licking their wounds. But Nick Sirianni, who nobody seems to be a fan of right now, he says he's sticking by his decision. He's sticking by his decision of kicking the field goal and not running the football and everything that went down with Monday Night Football. He has no regrets.
I've put myself in that situation prior to the call, so I felt like in the moment, my conviction in the moment was I knew exactly what I want. Again, is the outcome always what you want? No, but your conviction in the call, I was completely convicted to kicking the field goal there was the right decision based off of all my studies. Now, I come back and I reevaluate it, right? And I'm even more convicted, to be quite honest with you.
That's what you want to hear.
This is what you want. Here's the thing, though. I don't have a huge problem with it because the play should have worked. You know, like, ultimately, the play should have worked. They should have given it. Saquon Barkley has to catch that football. He has to catch that football. So while I am, you know, I like laughing at Nick Sirianni because he's just got one of them faces that you just, it's just, you know, not very rootable. And I can't get mad because I feel like it's mostly in the player's hand. Like, you have the ball there. You get it. That puppy is over. So I don't really have a problem with it. But, you know, when you say I'm even more convinced.
Right. That's my problem.
That's the one where you're just like, all right, dude. You don't have to say, no, actually, it was super smart. Because my studies would have never accounted for how this goes wrong.
I mean, you don't want to hear your head coach being like, in hindsight, it wasn't the right call. But I'm convinced that I'd make it again. No.
Yeah, this is one of the things, when you have these guys, and Mike McDaniel has this in him too. He goes, well, Yeah, I always like, you know, when he has people question his plays, it's always like, oh, I always, people like the plays that work. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you think you're being cute here? Like,
we got to throw a couple that don't work so we can throw people off the ones that do work.
Yeah. Huh? I'm always just one of those where, like, all right, I get it. You guys put in more studies, you got more information out of anybody. Sometimes too much information. You know, like, just take the obvious thing. But you guys are so broken down with going for it and going against the metrics or trying to outwit everybody. And, you know, I'm all for it. But then there's a time and place where you just kind of do the obvious thing.
Mm-hmm. Saquon's got to catch that pass, though.
Definitely. No, he's definitely more, like, if I'm going blank, I'll go 85 Saquon, 15 Nick Sirianni. But, like, yeah, he's got to catch that football. He's got to catch that football. Nick T says, doubling down will definitely go great with the Eagles fans.
Yeah.
That's fair. That is fair. We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, more to come. We'll get back into Dolphins and Seahawks. And, of course, we have a Monster Canes game as well.